Welcome, peace-loving viewers. It's a blessing to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA.
Supreme Master Television is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you are in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, it's easy and convenient to tune into Supreme Master Television by Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. Starting November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach more households by satellites in Australia and New Zealand on Optus B3/D2, Africa on Intelsat 10, Asia on ABS AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S, North America on Galaxy 25, South America on Hispasat and Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa on Eurobird 2. In addition, we will also continue to be available online worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, skilled workers in new European Union member states find jobs in Austria. In ecology news, Toyota fuel cell car emits only water as a byproduct. In science news, approximately 100 species have been found in Philippine waters. In education news, Harvard University offers financial help to students of middle-income families. In music news, three Scandinavians jointly develop a new stringed instrument. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, on October 31st, 1950. School children in Philadelphia, United States, started to collect money for the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, while they were enjoying trick-or-treating on Halloween. That year, the children raised $17 US, but since then, that amount has gone up to $200 million US. Besides being an opportunity to raise funds for UNICEF's program, UNICEF Day on October 31st is also a chance for children, their families, and schools to be informed about the issues experienced by children around the world. Today, we celebrate UNICEF Day and thank God for all UNICEF's loving dedication to our beautiful children.
From the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Olac or Vietnam. After the Category 5 storm Lakima caused heavy flooding in the central regions of Olac, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately sent $10,000 for relief assistance, and our association members from the U.S. and Olac contributed $16,000. The donation will be used to procure an equivalent of $365,000 worth of necessary supplies if purchased in the U.S. Our association members in Olac traveled to the disaster area and proceeded with urgent relief efforts.
Trên địa bàn toàn xã đã bị ngập lũ trên xã Phan Hồ, thì đoàn hội thân hải vô thường sư đã đến cứu trợ trên địa bàn toàn xã Triều Thường nói chung, đặc biệt đã đến thôn Xuân An và thôn Trung Kiên đã cứu trợ 10 hộ dân và phát quà cho 180 cháu trên địa bàn của hai thôn.
Sau cơn bão số 2 và cơn bão số 5 thì cơ sở vật chất của trường đã hỏng hết, một phòng học bị trôi hẳn. Hiện nay là cháu chưa có phòng học, rồi là dân ở đây thì trường bán công cho nên dựa vào dân, mà dân hiện nay là mua mang không có, cho nên hiện nay thì đã được Hội Quốc tế Thanh Hải Vô Thường Sư là cứu giúp một số cơ sở vật chất, cho nên trường chúng tôi là rất cảm động. và tôi xin thay mặt trường cảm ơn Hội Quốc tế Thanh Hải Vô Thương Sứ đã giúp đỡ trường chúng tôi và là vượt khó khăn trong cái thời gian là thiên tai như thế này. Tôi vô cùng cảm ơn.
Xin anh cho biết trong đợt lũ này địa phương mình đã phải gánh chịu những thiệt hại gì ạ?
Báo cáo với đoàn thì ngày 16/17 khi mưa lũ xảy ra, mặc dù trên địa phương đã chủ động đối phó với cơn lũ, nhưng do mưa lũ kéo dài, mưa nhiều vì vậy mà có những nước dâng cao đã làm ngập 600 hộ và bị thiệt hại 660 hecta hoa màu trên địa bàn toàn xã. Thay mặt chính quyền địa phương, xin cảm ơn đoàn thanh niên của thường trú đã đến cứu trợ kịp thời để động viên tinh thần của đối với các cháu học sinh trên địa bàn.
Chúng em ở bên Hội Quốc tế Thanh Hải Thường Thư nghe tin cơn bão số 5 vừa qua là có tàn phá cái huyện Tuyên Hóa mình đây là tỉnh Quảng Bình, trong đó là có trường tiểu học ở Đồng Hóa ra đây là bị thiệt hại nặng, thì có thể chia sẻ cảm tưởng với chúng em được không ạ?
Vâng ạ, xin chào anh. Tôi là hiệu trưởng trường tiểu học Đồng Hóa, xã Đồng Hóa. Xin chân thành cảm ơn Hội Quốc tế Thanh Hải Vũ Thường Sư đã đến tại trường và hỗ trợ kinh phí cho trường để tạo điều kiện cho trường xây dựng lại cơ sở vật chất, các phòng học, các phòng chức năng và các cái phương tiện nữa tại các phòng học bị hư hỏng, tạo điều kiện giúp đỡ cho trường trong điều kiện bão lũ gây thiệt hại, gây khó khăn cho trường. Chúng tôi xin hứa với hội là sẽ sử dụng các cái nguồn kinh phí của hội để hỗ trợ chúng tôi. Chúng tôi sẽ sử dụng đúng mục đích và sớm khắc phục hoàn thành đảm bảo các phòng học, tạo điều kiện để các em sớm trở lại trường học và thực hiện tốt cái việc dạy học của trường.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, and our association members for your love and care for the flood-affected Aulaxis. May God bless the people of Aulac with a quick recovery to return to their normal lives. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lion News. Relations flourish between Czech Republic and Formosa, or Taiwan. As the Czech Republic celebrated its National Day on Sunday, October 28, Jaroslav Dolaček, the Czech representative to Formosa, expressed his enthusiasm for the expansion of ties between the two nations. In particular, he noted new plans to facilitate travel and encourage cultural and educational exchange. Congratulations, Czech Republic and Formosa, on sharing the treasures of your prosperous democracies and splendid cultures with each other. May your friendship long be a shining example of constructive international relations.
Lion News, United Kingdom to donate aid to Darfur. Great Britain's International Development Secretary, Douglas Alexander, announced on Saturday a contribution of £6 million to restore stability to Darfur. Attending peace talks in Libya, Secretary Alexander stated, "The UK is firmly committed to helping secure a sustainable political solution." He went on to say that the funds would be used for projects such as rehabilitating water supplies and schools, which could make an immediate improvement to people's lives and help to restore peace and confidence. Thank you, and God bless the United Kingdom for your compassionate efforts to bring stability to Darfur. May all Sudanese people soon be blessed with lasting harmony, comfort, and happiness.
Fly-in News. Uruguayan President travels to USA. Uruguay's President, Dr. Tabare Vazquez, is visiting the United States for meetings with both physicians and statesmen. He is meeting with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, as well as figures in business and computer technology. As a physician, he attended the 49th Annual Conference of the American Society for Therapeutics, Radiology, and Oncology. President Vazquez's visit to the United States is part of an international tour, which also includes participation in the 17th Ibero-American Summit in Santiago de Chile, trade discussions in New Zealand, Malaysia, and OLAC, or Vietnam, and a visit to India. Congratulations, President Vazquez, on your productive international tour. May God bless you on your journey, and may all of your meetings be blessed with fruitful outcomes.
Fly-in News. Iran increases IFSTAD contribution by $100,000. The Islamic Foundation for Science, Technology and Development, which supports peaceful technological advancement throughout the Islamic Middle East, recently received $100,000 in extra funding from Iran. The donation was proposed by Iran's Ministry of Science, Research and Technology and approved by the Iranian Cabinet. Thank you and Allah bless Iran for supporting the peaceful development of Islamic nations. May the great Allah grace your noble efforts with abundant success.
Fly-in News. Nigerian and Senegalese presidents meet in Abuja. On Sunday, Nigerian President Umar Musa Yar'Adua and Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade met in Abuja, Nigeria, to discuss regional matters, as well as their shared concern for Darfur and the planning of talks with Nigeria's neighboring countries. Following their discussions, the Senegalese president departed for Rwanda and the Nigerian president for Germany, where he is scheduled to meet with leaders and energy experts to discuss plans for increasing Nigeria's energy-generating capability and supply. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your warm meeting together. May God's grace shine upon your leadership, and may all Nigerian and Senegalese people be blessed with abundant prosperity and peace.
Fly-in News. World Bank earmarks $2 billion to connect Africa to the World Wide Web. On October 29th, the World Bank announced that it would commit $2 billion to information and communication technologies in Africa by the year 2012. This amount doubles the bank's previous commitment. The funds will finance communications projects over the next 5 years in an effort to provide as many people as possible with broadband internet access. The announcement was made at the Connect Africa Summit in Rwanda, which was attended by 900 delegates, including 6 African presidents. Thank you and God bless World Bank for helping to develop up-to-date communications technologies in Africa. May the whole continent of Africa be blessed with easy access to the internet. We look forward to seeing you all online.
Fly-in News. Bolivian President Evo Morales receives award in Italy. On Saturday, Italian President Giorgio Napolitano presented his Bolivian counterpart with the gold medal of Pio Mansu. The Pio Mansu Center, directed by former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, is a United Nations institute that focuses on economic, scientific, and social research. During the ceremony, President Morales spoke of advances in the Bolivian government, mainly in social policies that have improved care for children and elderly people. Congratulations, President Morales, for this well-deserved recognition of your work in bringing greater opportunity and fulfillment to the Bolivian people. May God bless your continued noble endeavors.
Fly-in News. Formosa or Taiwan gained ground in microchip production. Formosa has become the second largest microchip producing country in the world. The Industrial Technology Research Institute of Taiwan reports that the country accounts for 18% of the world's chip production, second only to Japan, which is at 24%. The US and Korea are both at 17% each. Congratulations, Formosa, for emerging as a world leader in this important sector of the global economy. Heaven is shining on you.
Fly-in News. Four green pioneers honored with prestigious German Environmental Award. The German Foundation for the Environment honored Hans Joachim Schellnhuber, an advisor to the German Chancellor, for fostering public discussion and awareness of climate change issues. Vita Weber, a former mayor of Heidelberg, was commended for having the foresight to encourage the city to reduce its emissions by 35% in the mid-1990s. Scientists Carl Schmidt and Jürgen Kühler were recognized for creating technologies which reduce the pollution in automobile air conditioners. Congratulations, honorees, on your awards. Thank you, and heaven bless you, for helping to preserve our beautiful planet.
And Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Korea. Our association members from Korea attended the Baekje Cultural Festival, which was held in Gongju and Buyeo. Baekje was one of the ancient kingdoms of Korea, established in 18 BCE. Baekje Fantasy Parade was a highlight of the festival, with a procession of delegates from other countries and various performances. Our association members participated in this fabulous festival and shared the Alternative Living Flyers, which provides information on the healthy vegetarian diet. Many people showed great interest in the flyer, studying its compassionate message carefully. Thank God for such a wonderful international festival. May heaven continue to bless Korean people with peace and harmony.
In economy news, Austria welcomes skilled workers from the new European Union member states. Austrian Economics and Labour Minister Martin Bartenstein announced that from January 1, 2008, there will be more positions available in Austria for skilled workers. This is due to the nation's economic stability and healthy labour market. Employees from 50 different fields will be granted access to the job market. Thank you, Austria, and God bless you for opening your doors to others. May heaven bless the new workers to find happiness and prosperity in your new home and contribute to the great nation of Austria. Ahead on Noteworthy News, potential new species are found 2.8 kilometers underwater in the Philippines. We're going to give some delicious veggie food to the cute dog. Be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Cow, the parrot, welcoming you back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. When your sink at home is blocked, there is an environmental friendly and simple way to clear it. All you need to do is first put a handful of baking soda down the drain, and then pour one cup of vinegar. Just wait for a few minutes, then run hot water and everything will be washed away. Have a beautiful day! And now for the weather from around the world.
In ecology news, Toyota's fuel cell car travels 350 miles on less than a tank of hydrogen. The Japanese car manufacturer, Toyota Motor Corporation, have improved on their previous model of fuel cell cars with their latest FCHV model. The new model has completed a test run traveling a distance of more than 350 miles with 30% of fuel still left in the tank. These automobiles run on a chemical reaction between hydrogen and oxygen to generate power. They emit only water, with no pollution to our atmosphere. Thank you, Toyota, for your work in developing environmentally friendly cars for the future. May heaven bless all those searching for ways to beautify our Mother Earth.
In science news, potential new species are found in Philippine waters. The U.S. and Philippine scientists brought back potentially new species of marine organisms from the Celebes Sea, known as one of the world's largest biodiversity regions. Bordered by the Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia, the water basin has been isolated for millions of years. The team discovered approximately 100 different species at a depth of 2.8 kilometers underwater. Expedition leader Dr. Larry Madden said that amongst the discovery were nearly transparent sea cucumber, black jellyfish, and spiny orange-colored worms with 10 tentacles. Wow, how colorful! The world continues to amaze us with interesting species. Thank you and God bless the U.S. and Philippine scientists for your efforts to open new horizons. Up next on Noteworthy News, three Scandinavians cooperate to invent a new musical instrument. Please keep your dial on Supreme Master Television. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In education news, Harvard University offers more financial help to students of middle-income families. Harvard University, one of the top universities in the world, has begun to offer more financial assistance to students of middle-income families. Last year, their average grant was close to $22,000 for students of this income bracket. Thank you, and God bless Harvard University for enabling more gifted students to study at a premier educational institution. Heaven bless students everywhere to enjoy and succeed in their studies. In music news, Scandinavians develop a new musical instrument. Three Scandinavians from different disciplines are collaborating to create a modern version of the stringed instrument. Danish-Icelandic artist Olafur Eliasson, Norwegian architect Andreas Egertsson, and Icelandic classical violin maker Hans Johansson have produced a prototype. This new instrument debuted in a series of concerts last month at the Serpentine Gallery in London. On their interdisciplinary work, Mr. Hans Johansson said, "In the 17th and 18th centuries, when the great violin makers did their finest work, there was a melting together of mathematics, painting, music, and other disciplines, and it's happening again. Thank you, and God bless the Scandinavian team of music makers for your innovative musical accomplishments. We look forward to enjoying the wonderful fruits of your collaboration.
Please join us for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Today's joke is entitled, A Horse's Name.
There's a person named Georges. He's a horse gambler. Now, besides this gambling passion, he's also very compassionate toward a beautiful woman. Not only he loves his wife, but he loves all the beautiful women. One day, they came home from work and he was very tired.
He came home
a bit later. He slept right away. And meanwhile, because he's so tired or too compassionate, he just keep dreaming, you know. And in his dream, he keeps talking, Golden Phoenix, Golden Phoenix, oh, Golden Phoenix. It's a Vietnamese name. And his wife just shook him up and said, what are you talking about? Who is that? Who is that girl? So he said, what are you talking about? What girl? You just dream and call her name. You know, who's that Golden Phoenix? Just tell me. And then the compassionate man just said, now, it's the name of a horse that I intend to bet next week, perhaps, because I think it's so much, I just spoke it out loud. So, and the wife, you know, feel peaceful and went back to sleep. Next day, he came back home from work early, not so late, and then his wife just jumped to the door and tell him, I tell you what, your Phoenix horse just phoned you. And she said that we meet you on Saturday in the Rex Theater.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This heartline is from our mainland China's viewer, who wrote,
Greetings. We are the audience from mainland China. We benefit greatly from watching your programs. Thank you. God bless. Ting Ting.
Hello, Ting Ting. It's wonderful to hear from you. And in just about half a month, our programs will broadcast in your beautiful country via three different satellites. ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. We really appreciate and enjoy the opportunity to serve our Chinese viewers. Thank you for your good word, and God bless you too.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with comments to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can always find us online at www.suprememastertv.com.
May your days be filled with God's blessings. We'll see you soon.